So I think his whole idea was that even in entrepreneurship and in life, if you don't step out of your comfort zone, you could miss out on so many things that you could actually be able to do.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Quaker Matters podcast. On today's episode, we are joined by Anya and Layla, co-clerks of the Entrepreneurship Club. Let's start here. What is the mission and goal of the Entrepreneurship Club?
So I think one of our main goals is to create a safe space for students to share their business ideas. An aspiration of ours is to teach our members that the financial aspect of business isn't all that matters. They should also be passionate about all aspects of business.
And towards the end of the school year, our end goal is to have our members create a product or idea that they will ultimately share with the whole school. And we bring in different types of speakers from the University of Delaware for a lot of our meetings so they can talk and educate these members so that they can, throughout the year, improve their product or idea for the fair.
And it's also really important to build confidence. We're well aware that the business world, like past school, is definitely not as accepting as our club is going to be. It's more cutthroat. But I think in this safe space, they're able to build the confidence to be able to go out in that world if they choose to. And even if they don't choose to, they have these life skills.
You mentioned there how sometimes the business world can just be a really tough place and environment. So I'm wondering, how have you created a safe and welcoming place for ideas from your peers in the Entrepreneurship Club?
Oh, I think the idea of entrepreneurship in general is very like, it's my own idea. So I'm so passionate about this, and it's not like, oh, someone else is the boss of me and I'm working for them. So I think in general, just like having those ideas and being passionate about it, it really doesn't matter what the idea is as long as you're so passionate. So I think that that's what's so important about entrepreneurship. And in this club, we have so many members that are so passionate about everything and a lot of things. And when they are telling us our ideas, we just put them all down. And that's just what makes it a safe space. There are no idea that's a bad idea if you're passionate about it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No idea is a bad idea. And rather than trying to get members to like change their ideas, the reason why we have speakers come in is to give them guidance. Like, it's not about like making an idea that's like going to, like we said, like make the most profit. It's about making something that you're the most passionate about. So I think just like constant reassurance and like encouraging creativity as well.
This probably should have been the first question or the second question after the mission and goal of the club. But why did you guys feel compelled to start this club as juniors here at Wilmington Friends?
So both of our moms are entrepreneurs, and during the pandemic, my mom created her life coach business and also a nonprofit organization to help encourage female entrepreneurs in Nigeria. And I was able to see that simple guidance and care can inspire people, and I wanted to be able to bring that to the Friends community. And I'm also not very comfortable with public speaking, so even just being able to speak in front of the 10 or 12 members of our club is definitely good practice.
Yeah, and as she said before, both our moms are entrepreneurs. And for me, the whole idea of business entrepreneurship was interesting to me because of my mom. And I think a few months back, my mom created this business called Fitness Korea. And basically the idea is to bring yoga from India to America through online, one-on-one, high-quality yoga and fitness, which is accessible to everyone. So she spent the whole summer working on this, and I watched as my mom started to build this from the ground up, and I thought the whole process was extremely interesting, and I started thinking of ways that maybe I could learn more about entrepreneurship, business, and maybe spark the interest in other people as well. So that's why I thought this club would be a good idea to start, and because not only would it educate those members, but it would educate me as well while listening to all those speakers talk about it.
What are your responsibilities as clerks? And I guess specifically, what do the week-to-week meetings look like to be a member of this club?
So definitely keeping our club members engaged, which is can be difficult at times. Sure. We were surprised there was a really large turnout of sophomore boys, and that was really surprising to us. And they do come to the meeting, so just like keeping them engaged and helping like convince them to like stay and like
keep that interest.
Keep going with this. Reaching out to speakers and, like we said before, establishing a safe and accepting environment.
Yeah, I think it's very important to always be there for any questions they may have, not ridicule them for any questions. Like we said before, no idea is a bad idea. And I think it's important for always to always be like actively emailing and updating our members, because they could forget about it, because there's a lot of stuff that goes into this club. Their ideas that they submitted before could have been forgotten and this and that. So just making sure you're active with what you're telling them, and also in general, making them feel comfortable with any idea they have.
What are your own individual goals and aspirations within the world of entrepreneurship?
Since, again, like I said, my mom and my grandfather are, my grandfather's actually both entrepreneurs. The idea of entrepreneurship is very interesting to me. I'm surrounded by it a lot. But as I said, especially my mom, I watched her go through the whole thing from scratch. And it is something that I could see myself doing in the future. And as of right now for college, I'm still haven't decided, but I am thinking of doing something in business and finance. And in general, with entrepreneurship, there are so many pathways that could open up. And since you are fully in control of what you want to do, you can really do what you love.
So I think for our club, I think a goal of ours is to implement more like activities involving current events. So like with a lot of conflicts going on in the world right now, like having some like practice, like, okay, there's this one aspect of this current event. How can we help solve that? Or like create a business idea that could help X amount of people in this situation. So I think that's something I definitely want us to be able to practice doing more of. And then personally, entrepreneurship interests me because it's full of endless possibilities. And I also am not sure what I want to do in college, but entrepreneurship helps me think outside of my comfort zone. And I enjoy it because it encourages critical thinking by envisioning and solving problems of real life scenarios. And there's so many different approaches to entrepreneurship, which we can see through our speakers. And even though it's not guaranteed that I'll have a job in entrepreneurship, I believe the life skills I can get out of it can be applicable to any career I choose.
Who are some of the speakers that you all have had on campus this year so far? And what are some of the major takeaways from their presentations?
We've had three speakers come in. First, Professor Daniel Lee, Professor Ducharme, and Felicia Harrington. Actually, two speakers that came in at the same time. And Professor Abayomi. And these are all professors from the University of Delaware. And we've actually learned a lot from them. I think that each one of them, although are talking about entrepreneurship, they all had something different to say and all taught us in a different way, which I think was really important. And I think, as we said before, each speaker is engaging our members in a different way and keeping them interested. And I think one example is, like I said, Professor Abayomi was our most recent speaker, and he had us do this activity where there was like a pot or a vase of flowers in front of us, each one of us, and we had to like draw these flowers. And the first activity was draw it without looking at your paper. The second activity was draw it with your non-dominant hand. So these are all things that you wouldn't normally do when you draw.
Like drawing it with both hands.
Yeah, drawing it with both hands. So we're all like, why are we doing this? This is weird. And like, but every time we looked at it afterwards, we're like, okay, like this is actually not that bad. And the members started to realize that these flowers that they're drawing, that they wouldn't draw in that way normally, are actually pretty good. And they incorporate things that they wouldn't normally do if they just draw it with like looking at the paper. So I think his whole idea was that even in entrepreneurship and in life, if you don't step out of your comfort zone, you could miss out on so many things that you could actually be able to do. And there are so many, you know, things in the flower that they wouldn't have drawn if they were doing it normally. And that's just what was like applying to entrepreneurship as well.
Yeah. The real question is when do you get your mothers to come and present here?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we're actually trying to get
them
on.
Yeah. We got to get them on there.
Yeah. That seems like the logical next
right.
step.
Yeah.
Save the best for last though. Maybe we'll be like the last few speakers.
True. True.
We've had a lot of like professors, but now we're trying to move towards like business owners as well.
Okay.
So our moms are definitely on the list.
Yep.
I'm just making sure. Just got to.
Yeah, of course.
I'm curious, thinking long term, knowing that you all just created this club this year and have made tremendous progress in terms of creating a safe space for ideas and welcoming a lot of really well-respected speakers to campus to share their thoughts and ideas with you all. I'm wondering, though, looking beyond, you know, your graduation date, how do you ensure that this club continues to stay intact and continues to be this safe space for folks to share ideas, create ideas, and ultimately, like, what do you hope the legacy of the Entrepreneurship Club is and can become?
I think it's been a little bit difficult just because this is our first year of our club. So we're trying to get closer to our members and, like, build a relationship where hopefully a couple of them will be willing to take on the take over the club after we leave. And obviously they'll be able to reach out to us as well. And then, like Anya had mentioned before, the Changemakers program, we're hoping to maybe eventually, like, even work with them at some point. That's not anything set in stone, but, like, we would love to, like, reach out with them and, like, have them actually involved with the club. So I think just, like, building connections with these speakers and, like, other people, I think will help. Because now that all the speakers have come in, we have, like, three slideshows and all of their emails, and they're all willing and tell our members, like, please reach out to us if you have any questions about your product, about entrepreneurship, or anything. So I think we're also, like, helping our current members, like, build connections.
I apologize because I know my questions are a little bit all over the place, but you said something there that was really interesting in terms of hoping to continue to make connections, build connections with the speakers that you have brought to campus. And so I wanted to actually flip that question on you, and I wanted to ask you both, how did you connect with these folks from Delaware? What was that process like?
As you know, like, if you look on universityofdelaware.com, there's a bunch of professors there and everywhere. So we just went through the entrepreneurship and business section, and we saw so many professors there, and we were like, okay, we went through each bio because they all had very detailed bios about what they do, what they specialize in. And we picked out speakers that we thought would complement our club well and help our members in the way that we want them to. So once we found them, we found a lot because we know that they're very busy. So we gotta message a lot of them. Mm. But their emails are just attached there. So we sent them all an email and kind of just hope for the best. And we got a lot of replies back. So it went well.
Upper school math teacher Sarah Stock is serving as the club's advisor. How has she been helpful?
So since this is both of our first speaker-based club, we both have our clubs with other people too, but they're more like activity-based rather than speaker-based. So she gives us guidance when reaching out to speakers and like the language we should use and how to make good first impressions and then just staying organized. We both tend to get overwhelmed a little bit easily. Yeah. So, like, she helps us like stay on track and like be like, no, this isn't really something you have to worry about as long as you just stay organized. Like, everything's fine.
She also really helps with like background logistics. Like when we have the speaker, we do all the work with like having them say, yes, we'll come. Then she'll like message Taisha, visitor passes, do all that background stuff, which is very helpful for us.
Mm-hmm. As we wrap, and I really appreciate you both taking the time, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to discuss or just final thoughts as, again, you both did this year and starting a new club? I think that's pretty brave and courageous to do. So just final thoughts.
I think it's definitely going to be something that will change. Like, this is a very, very new club for both of us. I think in senior year, we still have to figure out what the whole idea is, because this idea for this year is very structured. Like, you will learn this and then it'll be like a product fair. So next year, what's going to be like the end goal is something that we still have to think about. But it's a very fluid club, and I think that it'll go well.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time, and can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it was fun.